live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio. In this bulletin, with 300 less people getting the pandemic unemployment payment in Donegal this week than last, the government is reminding people that the payment may be taxed later in the year. Plans for the development of the green area at the Bernard Lynchy Town Park in Letterkenny have been given the green light by Donegal County Council. We will speak to one of the members who is backing the proposal. Almost 6 out of 10 parents say it would be impossible to return to the workplace without creches reopening. A new study also found one third of parents would be willing to work from home permanently if that was an option. Spain begins easing COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly. That's coming up at around 5:15. All those stories to follow. But first this evening, Education Minister Joe McHugh has confirmed the portal for students to apply for Leaving Cert calculated grades will open tomorrow. All Leaving Cert and Leaving Cert applied students are required to register on gov.ie/leaving certificate between 10 o'clock tomorrow morning and 10 o'clock on Thursday night next. When registering, students will need their exam number, their PPS number, an email address and a mobile phone number. More details and an exploratory and explanatory video available on our website, highlandradio.com. 579,400 people will receive the pandemic unemployment payment tomorrow. That's 5,200 fewer than received it a week ago. 33,400 will get the payment for the last time as they prepare to return to work. In Donegal, 21,900 people will receive the payment tomorrow. That's 300 fewer than last week. Eamon Torsney has been looking at the national figure.
In total, the Department of Social Protection will pay just under 580,000 people tomorrow at a cost of over €200 million. Minister Regina Doherty says the indications are the numbers receiving the pandemic unemployment payment will now fall as the country gradually reopens. She also says that as we gradually move through the phases of reopening our society, we need to now review the nature of the payment. The main sectors in which people are returning to work are construction, with 12,700 workers back, in wholesale and retail trade, repair of motor vehicles and motorcycles, 5,500 have returned to work, and 3,700 have returned to their jobs in the manufacturing sector.
Now, the government says people who have received the pandemic unemployment payment may have to pay tax on it. Elizabeth Canavan from the Department of the Taoiseach has been outlining the situation.
Depending on an individual's overall income during a year, the pandemic unemployment payment may affect their overall tax liability for the year. The payment is not taxable at the time of receipt from the department. However, the individual will be liable for tax on the PUP amount received at the end of the year, when revenue automatically reviews their tax position.
Meanwhile, Gardaí in Donegal are warning people about a text that has been received by some people seeming to purport that everybody is to receive a special €350 pandemic payment and offering a link to click in order to apply for it. Gardaí say this is a scam and people should not click the link or reply to the text in any way. You can see a screenshot of the text and get more detail on our website, highlandradio.com. Plans for the development of the green area at the Bernard Midlinchy Town Park in Letterkenny have been given the green light by Donegal County Council today. The blueprint includes the development of an urban adventure sports project, which will include an all-weather play area and an outdoor covered stage with tiered seating for the likes of concerts and exhibitions. Other plans include extending the pathways, while improvements would also be made to lighting and CCTV. Local councillor Jerry McMonagall, one of the backers of the proposal, says it has the potential to be a real game changer for Letterkenny and the surrounding area.
This is something that the councillors have been looking at, and indeed the council for a while now, in how to enhance the park and make it more useful for all age groups. And we secured funding through the sports partnerships for funding the create a new play area at the back of Bernard Midlinchy Town Park, which incorporate a number of seating areas, covered areas, it's mostly targeted at the teenage population, you know, where they could congregate or have concerts or have socialise. And also, yeah, it's a good addition to the Bernard Midlinchy Town Park.
Because we do know that green area particularly, it is sort of going unused to some degree at the minute.
Yeah, that, it has been unused to a certain extent. We have at the back there the zip lines and all, which is the, it will enhance all of that work. And as I say, we'll have a covered area for events, and also there'll be other activities for teenagers. And also, it's very much welcome. And again, it's utilising the land and around the park.
And that was Councillor Jerry McMonagall there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. Well, today's meeting of Donegal County Council saw only 11 members present in the chamber because of social distancing rules. A number of other members joined online. The access of media and the public to the meeting was also severely limited as a result of the COVID-19 restrictions. An emergency motion came before the meeting calling for the retention, meanwhile, of Pieta House services in Donegal. The motion was put forward on behalf of Councillor Kieran Brogan. It asked the council to write to the health minister, the HSC CEO and the CEO of Pieta House to maintain services in the county. Recent concerns have been raised over reports of major cuts to Pieta House services at their Letterkenny facility. It's understood almost all staff at the Northwest office in Letterkenny have been put on notice, while therapists have been told not to arrange appointments after June. Almost 6 out of 10 parents say it would be impossible to return to the workplace without creches reopening. A new survey also found almost one third of them would be willing to work from home permanently if that was an option. However, Miriam Burke, editor of rollercoaster.ie, says many parents believe that would be difficult to organise.
15% said that they'd be able to work from home. As we know, we don't know how possible that actually is when people are, you know, juggling their work with their child's schoolwork, and also it'll be the summer holidays by then, so it'll be quite difficult for them. Then 12% said that they would be able to work, but if they could rearrange work time.
Spain has begun easing its COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. Barcelona and Madrid have moved to the next phase of lockdown, while the country plans to lift quarantine measures for overseas visitors from July. With more, here's Frank Graney.
Worldwide, almost 5.5 million people have now been infected with COVID-19 and nearly 345,000 have died. In the US, big crowds turned out for Memorial Day weekend despite warnings about people disregarding the coronavirus social distancing rules. The country looks set to surpass more than 100,000 COVID-19 deaths. Closer to home, Spain announced plans to lift its quarantine requirement for those entering the country from July 1st. The Spanish lockdown in force since mid-March has been among the most severe, but Madrid and Barcelona have moved to the next phase of lockdown. Residents there can now meet in groups of up to 10 in their homes or on the terraces of bars and restaurants. Back home, four more people with COVID-19 were reported to have died in the latest figures published yesterday. The state's death toll from the disease now stands at 1,608, with a further update due later this evening.
A Donegal dentist has hit out at the government and the HSE for failing to supply them with personal protection equipment. Despite efforts to effectively be in a position to get back up and running, ongoing delays have resulted in High Road Dental in Letterkenny having to secure PPE from suppliers in Derry. Adrian Millen from High Road Dental says he understands hundreds of dentists are affected by the issue. He believes they may never receive the equipment they applied for.
I ordered my PPE online, got an acknowledgement that it had been received, with an expectation then, and that's my difficulty, is an expectation of delivery within 48 hours. So that's why we took the pressure off in terms of us procuring the new higher level of PPE elsewhere, on the basis that the government had offered and were going to help us to find this equipment. I did try and contact the Department of Health this morning, and I'm told that there is another meeting with the Irish Dental Association later in the week. But basically, I'm understanding that no one has actually, as a dentist, received PPE from the government, albeit that there may have been 600 or 700 of us applied in maybe the 12th or 13th of May, but I'm unaware of any dentist that has received it. And as I say, I think that given the pressures that are on the procurement service from all areas of healthcare, it's possible that we may never get that PPE, which I can live with if someone would say to me.
And that was Adrian Mullen of High Road Dental in Letterkenny. Work has officially begun on a long-awaited extension at Glenswilly National School. Contractors arrived on site today to begin the redevelopment and building five new classrooms. The extension was given the green light in September of last year. It'll also include a new general purpose room and three special education rooms and other ancillary rooms. It's not yet known when the project will be complete because of the social distancing guidelines in place for construction workers. It's anticipated it will be ready for the 2021 academic year. Education Minister Joe McHugh says a number of other school projects in Donegal are also progressing well.
We'll be looking at completion date of this to ensure for the class of 2021. So that'll be the hope.
And a lot of other people might be listening from other areas in the county as to what stage their new school bills are at, but you're happy to say that they're also progressing too.
Yeah, the finalising of the detail on the contracts for both St Mary's Stern Order and also Columbkille Boys School are near completion as well. So they will be moving forward in a very, very short period of time. And I know there's another 12 projects in the capital plan, so I just want to reassure all those school communities that those projects are moving forward. So whether it's the Moville School, where the planning permission has been lodged, and also Crana Campus, where Donegal County Council now have been delegated responsibility by the department to negotiate for the site. So I know there's sensitive negotiations going on at the moment, and I wish everyone well in that regard.
And of course, another positive thread to this story is the fact that construction now, of course, is well underway again right across the country, not just here in Donegal, but it's great to see that the country is starting to reopen and open somewhat.
Yeah, it's really, really important, and it's also important to get the message out that the large-scale projects that have been committed to, be they road projects or school buildings, or other public projects that have been committed to in the capital plan, that they will continue to go ahead, and that is really important.
And that was Minister Joe McHugh. High winds which blew debris onto the inlet screens at Mean Crumlin Water Treatment Plant led to a loss of water supply and pressure over the weekend, which affected customers in the Finn Valley. The plant supplies customers in the Lochmoran catchment. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
Irish Water says customers in higher-lying areas were most affected by what they described as this unusual and unplanned event. The towns affected were Ballybuffet, Stranorlar, Killygordon, Clohan, Liscooley, Donnyloop, Crossroads, Castlefin, Drumkeen, Convoy, Raphoe, Ballandrate and Lifford. Irish Water says high winds blew debris onto screens, impeding the flow of raw water onto the water treatment plant. They say the situation was made worse by the current low lake level as a result of record low rainfall levels recorded over March, April and May. Irish Water says it's working with Donegal County Council contractors and others to safeguard the health and well-being of both staff and the public and to ensure the continuity of critical drinking water and wastewater services.
The health service is being urged to restart the breast check and cervical check programmes. Both were put on hold in March because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Despite finding a lump in January, 22-year-old Kayleigh has recently been told her mammogram has been cancelled once again. She says it's very concerning.
For the whole month of January, all I'd done was go into that bedroom and cry my eyes out. Like, my mom doesn't even know I cried my eyes out until I put a video. I had to go viral with a star. I'm 22 years old. I've had to go viral on Facebook and share a video and come onto this radio to share this. It's not something that a 22-year-old girl would normally have to do.
This is the main evening news on Highland Radio, 17 minutes past 5 o'clock. Time for sports news. We say good evening to Washing Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with some soccer news. And Irish football took the first steps on the pathway to a safer return today. And Derry City were part of the opening process. Testing for COVID-19 started as part of the pilot programme and tournament for four SSE or Trusted League clubs who will compete in Europe this year. Dundalk, Shamrock Rovers, Derry City and Bohemians are preparing for a return to training with players and staff from all four clubs tested. The pilot tournament featuring the four qualified European sides is planned for later in the summer, with the clubs scheduled to resume training on June the 8th. Premier League footballers are going to be allowed to tackle in training, and boxers will soon be able to spar together. The UK government's set out guidelines for the second phase of its plan to allow elite sport to resume. If government bodies approve, close contact training will be allowed at first in groups of three. Former Manchester United captain Gary Neville thinks some players will be wary.
I think there may be a few more players drop out. I don't think that'll have been helped what's happened in the last few days around the fact that the Premier League are relying upon government advice, and they're obviously we're all watching the government at this moment in time. So I think there'll be a few players will drop out.
In Spain, La Liga president Xavier Tebas says a derby between Sevilla and Real Betis on June 11th is likely to be the game to restart their season. The Spanish Prime Minister gave the official go-ahead for the league to resume on June the 8th, with the La Liga president saying they're planning for a round of fixtures on June the 12th, and Betis against Sevilla will meet on the evening of the 11th. The GAA is expected to give an update regarding possible changes to lockdown restrictions later this week. A meeting of the COVID-19 Advisory Committee was due to take place today, where there are further meetings with other committees from tomorrow onwards. It's reported that from the 8th of June, GAA clubs will be able to apply to open walking tracks around their premises, but there will be no immediate return to the use of club fields or property for training of small groups. The association has closed all club facilities until the 20th of July, and in March also suspended the players' injury scheme. Looking ahead to tonight, from 7 o'clock on HighlandRadio.com, you'll be able to take a listen to the podcast, The DL Debate, presented by Brendan Devaney. On episode 14 tonight, Brendan's joined by 1992 All-Ireland legend and current Donegal senior team manager Declan Boner. And he also speaks with possibly the best referee of his generation, Pat McEnany.
Inter-county football was the easiest football to referee for me. You had all the skillful players. When you're reading a game, there's the least number of mistakes read at inter-county football. So someone gets at a cornerback, I know in my head where this guy is and where this team is going to be putting. So I used to always position myself, where's the best position to be on. And there was there was a lot less turnovers. You know what I mean? So normally where you want to be on the football pitch, that's where normally the ball is going to be. And that's about reading the game. Football that I thoroughly enjoyed in refereeing, and I learned the most from me, and it probably gave me the biggest exposure, was McCrory Cup football. And then the other football then was Sigerson, which just brought a new level of lack of respect. I used to have to go into my Sigerson football with a completely different mindset. They were ruthless, and I was ruthless with them. There was a win at all cost at Sigerson level. And it was football that really brought out the best in you and the worst in me.
Pat McEnany there, one of Brendan's guests tonight on the DL Debate, available online, highlandradio.com, as from 7 o'clock. In tennis, New Zealand will host the first pro tennis competition since the COVID-19 outbreak. The Premier League is a men's team event played in a round-robin format and will run for 3 weeks from the 3rd of June. ATP World number 77, Cameron Norrie, is one of the bigger names, which is due to play in the tournament. While in basketball, the NBA have stepped up talks about using Disney's World Resort as the venue to resume their season in late July. They're hoping to house players in isolation and stage games at the Florida facility. That's it from the sports desk for today. Donald, back with more tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Washing. Tenders are now being sought for the new Leisure Centre in Buncrana. The previous facility has been closed for a number of years. A project to refurbish and reopen it has been ongoing for some time. At a recent initial municipal district meeting, councillors were briefed on progress at the centre. Local councillor Rena Donaghy says there have been a number of hurdles, but she's hopeful the Leisure Centre will be open within 4 years.
So Donegal County Council, they're currently progressing and overseeing the project. So there will be a number of hurdles yet to go through, because we'll have planning permission, will have to be sought and got, loans will have to be secured, etc., to meet the deficit. The actual build then will have to take place. So the council are looking forward to completion, as I said earlier, by the end of 2024, if all goes to plan. And obviously we have to consider COVID and financial availabilities and all of that. But Donegal County Council are doing a great job, and so far they're meeting their deadlines, and I have good faith that they will continue to push this on as quickly as they possibly can.
A Donegal TD is calling for an immediate review of the fleet tie-up scheme and supports being delivered to the fishing sector. The voluntary fleet tie-up announced some weeks ago by Minister Michael Creed has been rejected by stakeholders in the fishing industry. They say it's not fit for purpose. A number of amendments have been suggested, but Deputy McConnell Luke says so far Minister Creed has done nothing to address that.
I think the Minister of Agriculture has been very slow to act in relation to actually putting in place a support scheme for the sector. He didn't take into account the engagement with the fish producer organisations in doing that, and the scheme that he's put in place is totally inadequate in terms of actually ensuring that it properly compensates fishermen for tying up their vessels. So he now needs to actually very promptly engage with the four fish producer organisations and revise that scheme and ensure that one can be brought in place which brings much needed relief to the fishing sector, ensures that there's a tie-up scheme put in place which actually fishermen can avail of and which will address some of the issues which are in the sector and ensure that fishermen are not out of pocket as a result of the massive drop in demand as a result of the coronavirus.
Glenveagh National Park is to receive the first two electric buses in Ireland. A contract's been signed with commercial vehicle distributors Harris Group to supply the buses to the popular amenity. Local councillor Michael McBride says it's a positive move.
I think it's great news for Glenveagh National Park. The park there would be, you know, ideally suited to electric buses. It's a short run of a number of few kilometres from the visitor centre right up to the castle there. I suppose, you know, we have a lot of visitors coming through the park and I think it sends out the right message. It'll reduce emissions in a small way, but I think it's, you know, it's just one of the things that we need to be looking at going forward. There's probably a lot of public transport going electric and I think it's great to see the buses landing in Glenveagh. It's great to see it at the front end of the queue.
And finally, serious concern has been raised over a reported influx of people to beaches around Donegal at the weekend. Despite a decision taken by Donegal County Council to close a number of beaches to the public at the end of March, large crowds reportedly flocked to a number of them yesterday. There are further claims that those beaches and those people going there were potentially breaking the 5 kilometre perimeter. Local campaigner Sinead Stewart witnessed lines of cars at Fawn Beach. She says it's unfair to those who are trying to uphold the measures in place.
As I drove up past Fawn Beach, Beach has been closed and there's massive signs saying closed because of COVID-19. The car parks have been sealed off. There were lines of cars lining along the road and you know for certain that they are not within the 5 kilometres. I just think that, you know, this double approach, the different rules for different areas, is confusing a lot of people. What we're doing is we're delivering groceries and we're standing back and we're having a conversation, and that's been going on now for over 2 months because my mum is also chronic asthmatic, COPD, so she's in the highly at-risk group. So we're all being extra cautious. She's being extra cautious herself. You get dismayed, you know, this kind of thing going on because you're thinking it's really not fair.
And that was Sinead Stewart there. It's time for the weather forecast, and Met Éireann are telling us it'll be mostly cloudy with patchy rain and drizzle in places this evening. Winds mostly moderate south to southwest in direction, strong for a time along the northwest coast. It'll be mainly dry overnight with a good deal of cloud at first, bringing some patchy drizzle, but clear spells will develop. Minimum overnight temperatures of 7 to 10 degrees Celsius in light variable breezes with a chance of some patchy mist and fog. Tomorrow Tuesday, mainly dry with bright or sunny spells. Maximum temperatures 14 to 15 degrees Celsius in light variable breezes. Main stories in brief. And Education Minister Joe McHugh has confirmed the portal for students to apply for Leaving Cert calculated grades will open from tomorrow. All students must register on gov.ie/leaving certificate between 10 tomorrow morning and 10 on Thursday night. Full details on our website. 300 people fewer than last week will receive the pandemic unemployment payment in Donegal tomorrow. Meanwhile, the government says those who've received the payment may have to pay tax on it later in the year. An emergency motion has come before Donegal County Council's meeting today calling for the retention of theatre house services in Donegal. Meanwhile, the council has also given the green light to plans for the development of the Bernard Balinchy Town Park in Letterkenny, particularly the green area in the park itself. We're back with news again at 6. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 25th of May. The death has occurred of Ernie Stowe, Letcher Kilmacrennan and formerly of London. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake and cremation are private to family only, please. A memorial service and burial of ashes will take place at a later date. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the National Council of the Blind in Ireland, care of any family member or Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has taken place at South Shields Hospital, England, of Myra Sharkey, Ella Beg Burnfoot, daughter of Danny Sharkey. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Dingus's Church, Burt, with interment afterwards in Burt Cemetery. Myra's Requiem Mass can be viewed via the Parish of Burt phone and Inch Facebook page on tomorrow Tuesday at 11 a.m. Due to current HSE and government guidelines, the funeral and burial are private to family only, please. And the death has occurred of Peggy Peoples, née Gibson, number 2, Ardnamila, St. Johnson. In accordance with government guidelines, the current restrictions on attendance at funerals is a maximum of 10 people and only members of the household and close family may attend. Close friends can attend if the deceased has no household or family members. Funeral Mass tomorrow Tuesday in St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson. Burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Save a Child's Sight. Care of Kelly Funeral Directors, Ruffo.